most of the industries that were making munitions and that, or parts of munitions for bombs and such forth, and the war effort, were garages. They used to repair cars, but also they did machine work. And a lot of garages just packed up the motor trade and just went on machining. Mm. And then there was other industries like building parts for armoured cars and things like that. That used to go on at West Worthing, where they used to, before the war, they made steel windows, steel window frames and that. But during the war, they were making parts for armoured cars, welding and all that, cutting steel.
So small businesses really adapted to what was needed. Had to,
yeah. They were told, well, do you do this? And all those garages, they didn't have to buy their, machines. They were given them. If you wanted to do machining, you just wanted, oh, I want a lathe, and you eventually got one, or capstan lathe and that. And that was given
to them from the government?
Yes.
So the government helped people to change their businesses to meet the needs needed during the war?
To make munitions. And a lot of the girls on those, or operators on the machines, were girls. And I know particularly one place, Perkins and Hayes, who were doing machine work for the government. There was one woman there. She was brilliant. She was the best machinist they had in the place. And even after the war, they kept her on.
Mm.
So, and of course, that's when all the women were working. They were going into factories, you know, making parts.
What did you think about women going out to work? Because that would have been a cultural change, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Did you expect women to stay at home when you were younger, and then after the war you changed your views?
No, not really, because, I mean, well, yes, once they were married, but most of them got jobs in shops or hospital and all that. You never thought of them going into munitions or anything like that. But they did. I mean, that's how life changed.
Mm. And, do you think it changed for the better?
Well, yeah, it did. They got better education than some of them.
Mm.
And they made money for themselves, but they didn't only do that. I mean, they worked on the land, you know, the army girls, those that didn't join up. And then there was those that took up nursing. And no, everybody was doing something for the war effort.